First, our top news story, the relationship between African Americans and police. In Austin today, legislators gathered for a hearing focused on Sandra Bland's death. Bland, who's black, was arrested during a traffic stop. 3 days later, she was found dead in her cell. Authorities called it an apparent suicide. Today, the Texas House Committee on County Affairs questioned members of the Commission on Jail Standards, as well as law enforcement officials. Representative Jonathan Strickland, a Republican from Bedford, expressed frustration that the deputy who arrested Bland is on administrative leave and still collecting a salary.
I understand there's an investigation, but for a lot of people, it's pretty cut and dry what happened. And that is that someone's liberties were stomped upon.
Representative Gene Wu, a Houston Democrat, said it's, quote, abhorrent that jail is the only option for people who can't afford to pay a fine.
Our jails have sort of become the modern debtor's prisons that we have. And I've known people who were on probation. They've done everything that was on their probation list, but they couldn't pay their fines, because either they could feed their family, keep a roof over their head, or they can pay the fines.
Today on Think, Chris Boyne talked to a panel of African Americans living in North Texas about these issues. Producer Stephen Becker has a recap.
A question that's been asked a lot recently is, if Sandra Bland or Samuel DuBose or Eric Garner had not questioned the authorities who stopped them, would they be alive today?
Out of context, you can make the assertion that if this person only complied or wasn't talking back to an officer, then things would have de-escalated. And in the Sandra Bland case, she would have only gotten a ticket.
That's Christopher Blay, a Fort Worth artist and curator.
But in historical context of the way African Americans have been treated by police in America, it's a violent past.
That past is on Meredith Clark's mind when she's on the road. The UNT journalism professor has been pulled over 4 times in the last year. Legit stops, she says, for a faulty taillight.
I wonder what it would be like if I were pulled over by an officer and hazard to question why I was being pulled over. I really try to avoid conflict because I never want that interaction to escalate any further in the way that it did with Sandra Bland's case.
A reason these interactions turn bad is that, almost by definition, the citizen and officer start out in conflict. Cheryl Wilson is the police chief in Lancaster.
It's natural that if you get stopped or you think you're going to get a ticket, that the person's going to be a little upset. And what I tell my officers is, you're in control by your mere presence. All the other going back and forth, having a negative interaction, does not solve the problem. It escalates the problem.
Blay says the real problem is a double standard that exists and how people from different backgrounds are allowed to interact with police.
It's this idea that black people need to stay in their place, especially in front of an officer. And it would be okay if that was the case for everyone, but it's not the case for everyone. Some people in our society almost have that as an unwritten privilege to be able to talk back to police like that. But largely when African Americans do the same thing, the situation is looked at as a tinder for escalation.
And as video after video has shown lately, it's a lot easier to start a fire than to put one out. Stephen Becker, KERA News.